the reason being is that before we determine to resolve to go into private, you do need the benefit of a reading of the report, because you can't do one without the other. So, providing, can I insist, we will turn the microphones back on, can I insist that you do not comment on the report until we agree the resolution as to whether we hear this in private or open? That's all I want to ensure.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you. If you carry on reading, and then we'll deal with it from then. looking around, members, it seems that most of you got to the back page. Have you had enough time, or are you happy? Yeah, no problem. No problem. You're okay, Councillor Hurd, yeah? Okay, excellent. I'll just wait for... Are you okay, Councillor Bash?
Yeah.
Right. What I'm going to propose now, members, and when, in the next part of the debate, what I want you to do is basically debate my proposal, if indeed I get a seconder, but not to refer to this until we decide where we're going. And what I'm going to propose is that the council resolves that under section 100A, paragraph 4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the public be excluded from the meetings for the specific purpose of further consideration of agenda item 6, and specifically the report of the working group on members' involvement in the chief executive's contract. That on the grounds that this is likely to involve the disclosure of exempt information is defined in paragraphs 1 and 2 of part 1 of schedule 12A to the Act, and that this satisfies the public interest test. That's my proposal, members. I'd invite a seconder. Councillor Durham. Councillor Fluker, yes? Absolutely, thank you. Councillor Fleming, thank you. Ms. Charlotte.
Good evening, members. First of all, it isn't my decision whether this matter is dealt with the exclusion of the public, and I'm not saying it's a must. In fact, where there is potentially exempt information, the public may be excluded. Whenever it is likely in the view of the nature of the business to be transacted that exempt information would be disclosed. And I think that relates to not just the report, but any debate that may follow. The Chair has referred to two exemptions, information relating to any individual, and also information which is likely to reveal the identity of an individual, as being two likely exemptions. I think that other exemptions may also apply. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person. Information relating to any consultations, negotiations in relation to labour relations. But I'm also minded that there is also the exemption in relation to information relating to an action taken or to be taken in connection with prevention, investigation, or prosecution of a crime. I've included that one because the report that's before you at the moment refers to matters of that may be subject to further investigation within paragraph 2.8. So it may also relate to future matters to be investigated as well, and I've also had that in mind. Whenever you're considering whether any of the exemptions apply, a public interest test applies. And by that I mean that one that is similar to when any authority is faced with an application under the Freedom of Information Act, in that you must weigh up whether it's more in the public interest for matters to be disclosed by allowing members of the public to be present, and in this case as well, recording of the information, or whether there are matters that outweigh that public interest in relation to the exemptions themselves, so in relation to protecting the information of individuals, protecting the identity of individuals, information in relation to the financial and business affairs of the authority or individuals that may cause damage to reputation, in relation to the free debate in relation to the matter, and in relation to any future investigations. I think those matters are what you would need to consider, outweighed by the public interest test in favour of disclosure in relation to accountability, transparency and participation of the public in debate, spending of public money. So I'm not saying to you you must apply the exemptions. What I'm saying to you is that you may apply those exemptions subject to the public interest test. The exemptions that I would advise you could apply are in relation to not just 1 and 2, which are in relation to identities and information about an individual, also about the business affairs of any particular person, but also in relation to matters that might be investigated later on as well.
Okay, so as far as individuals are concerned, I can't see anything in this report whatsoever where we would be dealing with anything that isn't already known. I mean, this is the members involved in the chief executive's contract. By nature of what the title is, says that the person involved is chief executive. That title has been published in public. As far as the chief executive's remuneration package is concerned, that's published. So there's no financial information that isn't contained elsewhere. So that then, I guess, leaves us with, if we were to discuss this in public, whether or not that it would jeopardise anything that should happen in the future. Well, I think we're all satisfied that probably nothing will happen in the future. So if that jeopardises, it could help us enormously. So I still do not think, and I'm glad that you say we don't have to, but I don't think you've added enough weight to your argument looking at this report and looking to what's already in the public domain. And I think we also, in the back of this, we also need to understand that the public are aware of this matter, and in the interest of openness and transparency, I think they need to know how we conclude it, if indeed this committee is mindful to conclude it this evening. And I think that would be a good thing, so there can be no suggestion that it was all done behind closed doors. So, Chairman, I would propose that we don't deal with this under Schedule 12A, and we deal with this in public session. And if for any reason the monitoring officer is not happy with that, Chairman, I propose that we defer this matter, however much pain that might cause. We defer this so that Mrs. Jarlett can produce a report based on what she's just said, because I think that's an awful lot to take in at such short notice.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Floper. I note your proposition. Before I seek a seconder, Councillor Durham.
You've already made a proposal and it's been seconded.
No.
I think Councillor Booker just votes against it.
Well,
you've made a
No. Councillor Batts, I do believe that it's perfectly in order for a substantive. Let's hear from Councillor Bass and I'll take some advice.
Chairman, all I wanted to say is that the point that the Deputy Monitoring Officer has made is not necessarily solely in relation to the content of the report, but may relate to the debate around the content and the conclusions of that report. And I would draw members' notice to the final recommendation, which actually goes to Council, which clearly will be in public session. So the outcome of this working group will become in the public domain as a result of it being presented to full Council. I think, Chairman, that inevitably there will be quite a lot of discussion about this, and as I've said earlier, it will be the debate that is potentially difficult to handle unless this remains confidential.
I tend to agree. I think, you know, if we were not to have this on green, we would have to be very, very, very careful. I think it would inhibit the debate, which is why, you know, clearly we thought a lot about this and why I made the initial proposal. Councillor Savage.
Thank you, Chairman. The recommendation is to close this report. However, we've already heard in 2.8 that there may be further investigations. If there are further investigations, I think we should do as has happened before. We have a discussion in closed session. We then come out of it and make a statement about that that can go in the public domain, and that it be picked up at the next working group. And further, my understanding is that the working group is a working group. It's not a subcommittee, it's a working group. And working group can allow members of the public to take part. So if the working group, and not, I hope that they aren't, are not re-elected, they can come back to the next working group and give their views to it.
That's absolutely true. I mean, a working group or this committee can invite whoever they like to participate in the scrutiny of the committee. Councillor Bass.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to, although reluctant, I'm happy to accept your recommendation that the council goes into committee, that the committee goes into committee to discuss this. But I would like assurance that we will, during that debate, have a chance to amend or change this recommendation.
Oh, absolutely, Councillor Bass. I mean,
particularly in the light of the 3.12. But I mean, you know, I'm happy to do that because I think it will give us a chance rather than just abandon it or defer it, as Councillor Fluke has suggested. I think it would be better to debate it fully, look at whether we can perhaps toughen up on this recommendation, particularly the reference to full council, and then. Without having to come back into open committee, because it will become a recommendation to full council and be a public note. And I'm happy to go along with that.
Absolutely. Okay. So.
And if you haven't had a seconder to your proposal to go into committee,
well, I do have a seconder. Councillor Bass has seconded that. I just want to deal with this position that Councillor Durham. Apologies. Look, I just want to deal with this point that you've made about Councillor Fluker's proposal, and I. In my experience, it's quite normal for another member to make a proposal, and if he does get a seconder, that vote will be taken. And if it fails, I don't know. I've got to tell you, my knowledge of the standing orders is clearly lacking, but I've seen that done before.
I suppose you just have a vote based on what you've said.
Okay, so you're withdrawing your proposal?
You might have.
Okay. So. We've got my proposal stands then. We have a seconder. Members, can we have a show of hands that we go into private session? Thank you. So that's carried. Okay, so what we'll do, I mean, we'll clearly turn the recording off. We'll go into private session as per the announcement.